Match Me If You Can by Susan Elizabeth Phillips. Read by Anna Fields. Disc 1.
To Our Sons and the Women They Love. Chapter 1. If Annabelle hadn't found a body lying under Sherman, she wouldn't have been late for her appointment with the python. But dirty bare feet stuck out from beneath her Nana's ancient Crown Victoria. One extremely cautious glance under the car revealed they were attached to a homeless man known only as Mouse, who was famous in her Wicker Park neighborhood for his lack of personal hygiene and fondness for cheap wine. An empty screw-top bottle lay near his chest, which rose and fell with the sounds of his wet snorts. It testified to the importance of her appointment with the python that she momentarily considered trying to maneuver the car around the body, but her alley parking space was too tight. She'd allowed plenty of time to get dressed and make the trip downtown for her 11 a.m. appointment. Unfortunately, obstacles kept creeping up, beginning with Mr. Bronecki, who'd caught her at the front door and refused to leave until he'd had his say. Still, this wasn't an emergency yet. All she had to do was get Mouse out from under Sherman. She gingerly prodded his ankle with her foot, noting as she did that the emergency mixture of Hershey's chocolate syrup and Elmer's glue she'd applied to a scuff mark on the heel of her favorite pair of strappy sandals hadn't entirely camouflaged the damage. Mouse? He didn't stir. She prodded him more vigorously. Mouse, wake up! You have to come out of there! Nothing. Which made it time to revert to more drastic measures.